Log Talk Radio.
Thank you.
your spirit.
Send me your spirit, God.
Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Hallelujah. Not by might, but by your spirit, Lord. So happy that it's by your spirit, Lord. It's by your spirit, Lord. We know how to fix this here. Hallelujah. Respect for the word ain't known. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. That was done by Tasha Cobb Leonard, your spirit. Because God is a spirit. And that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly, we're happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get right down to business here. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer if she's available. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And yes, Pastor, I am. Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Thank God for that song, too. Amen. The scripture I like to read is our foundational scripture coming from Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Now, the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day, thanking you for the broadcast and all those that participate and listen, thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word, as the Holy Spirit governs him and leads him. And we open up our hearts to receive the word, Father God. We ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. Be with those that are sick and shut in. By your word says, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those that are going through and those who are bereaved. You said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to stand on your word, believe your word, trust your word, and know that you are working all things out for our good. We thank you for all the believers that are listening and how the word of God is changing their lives also, Father God. And we thanking you even for those who are coming into the knowledge of the true word of God and knowing that God is working things out for them. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor. Use him mightily, Father God, as he teaches the word. And help us, Father God, to understand the word and have this word in our hearts, Father God, and meditate on it day and night. We thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, also for the scripture as well. Listen, brothers and sisters, I have been commissioned, mandated, to teach believers to worship in the spiritual sanctuary. Amen. And that happens to be the one that God made and not man. That's important. Mm-hmm. So the point that I'm trying to make, we've been worshiping wrong. Over in, we talked in Luke yesterday, and we also talked in John. So let's go back to John, then we're going to go back to Luke. In John 4, and to understand it, we're going to go to the 21st verse. I want to draw my understanding and thought from the 24th verse that says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But when you go back and get the background of this, Jesus worshiped in spirit and in truth. Yes. Ask the question, where are you with this? Do you worship in spirit and in truth. Now, if God is a spirit, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but the Bible says that this was for believers. Now, just to show you now, that's why I'm going to read this. In John 4, start the 21st verse, Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is cometh when ye shall neither in this mountains nor yet at Jerusalem." How plain is that? The day is going to come that neither at this mountain or at Jerusalem worshiping the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what ye, we worship. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, whether the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father such to worship him. God is a spirit.
Yeah.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you Samaritans will worship the Father, neither here at this mountain nor there in Jerusalem. You worship guessing in the dark. We Jews worship in the clear light of day. God's way of salvation is made available through the Jews. But the time is coming. It has in fact come. When what you're called will not matter, and where you go to worship will not matter. It's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is out looking for, those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves in adoration. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. God is a spirit, brothers and sisters. He's not the sun. He's not the moon. God is not the stars. Not an image of wood, and the list goes on and on and on. Or mental, because a lot of people think that God is mental. A lot of them think he's a God of stone, and God is not a beast or man. He is not air. A lot of people think God is air. God is not the wind. God is not the universal mind.
All right.
He's not love of some in-person quality. He is a person with a personal spirit and body, a personal soul, a personal spirit, like that of angels and like that of man, except his body is spirit substance instead of flesh and bones. Job 13:8 and also Hebrews 13:1. I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll find Job 8. And I'm going to find, I think I said Job 13 and 8. And I'm going to find Hebrews 13:1. In Job 13:8, if you'll read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. 13:8 from the King James. Will we accept his person? Will he contend for God? Amen.
Read that again for me, Pastor. That's Job 13:8.
Yes. Will ye accept his person? Will ye contend for God? Amen.
And Hebrews 13, Let me go to Hebrews 1:3. Because we, the Bible says, being to my Christ, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, where he had by himself purged out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Brothers and sisters, Christ is the image of God, okay? And I just want to be clear with that. The other thing I want to be clear with is that he has a person, spirit. But we're not into that part as much as I want to be into the fact that God, that's what you do in a sanctuary. You worship God.
Amen.
That's what you do. You worship God. You don't go to the sanctuary, and y'all can say what you want to say. You don't go to the sanctuary to sell books. You don't go to the sanctuary to have basketball games. It sounds good. Let's go to the sanctuary to meet somebody. You don't go to sanctuary to meet somebody. People real quickly tell you, oh, go to church, man. That's where you'll meet your good woman. Don't go. You shouldn't be going to no church. You should be going to church to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
I might give y'all, you know, the Lord tell me, excuse me, I'm going to, I'm going to give you tips on what worship really is. Because we've been lied on. We've been lied to.
Mm-hmm.
We are to honor, we're to honor and we're to worship him in spirit and truth. That's what he's looking for. If I can make this plain as I can, what is God looking for? Well, what is he looking for? Lord, what are you looking for? If you went to for a job, the first thing to what are you looking for? See if I can do this or not. Let me see if I can do this. Well, I'm looking for somebody who can well overhead. I'm looking for somebody who can well vertical.
Okay.
May not know nothing about welding. I'm looking for somebody who know how to start a vehicle and run it. I'm looking for somebody who know how to lead a bunch of people into daycare. You know, you have all these things. God said, I'm looking for, because that's what he's seeking for, worshipers that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. Why? Because he is a spirit. And if you're going to be truthful, if you're going to be truthful, you can't worship him in no, like man tried to do it with his universal mind. I want to say with his finite mind. But listen, brothers and sisters, God can take that because with God, all things are possible. He can take that because with his ability to change things and put us in that place. God expects us to worship. Now, worship him because he's Lord. One of the things that we were talking about yesterday, and I want to just go on and finish that out, over there in Luke, if you remember, I think it was Luke 24 and about the 50th verse. Well, let's go right before that. We'll go to the 46th verse. I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll read Luke 24:46 through 52. To verse 52. We're even going to do 53. So read, if you will, read Luke 24:46 through 53.
Okay. All right, Pastor.
Thank you.
Amen. Reading from the King James. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endured with power from on high. And he led them out as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.
Amen. I'm actually reading out the out of the Messenger Bible as well.
All right, Pastor. Let me get the Message Bible here. Okay. Beginning with the verses 44. Then he said, everything I told you while I was with you comes to this. All the things written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms have been fulfilled. He went on to open their understanding of the Word of God, showing them how to read their Bibles this way. He said, you can see now how it is written that the Messiah suffers, raises from the dead on the third day, and then a total life change through the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed in his name to all nations, starting from here, from Jerusalem, first, to hear and see it. You're the witnesses. What comes next is very important. I am sending what my Father promised to you. So stay here in the city until he arrives, until you're equipped with power from on high. He then led them out of the city over to Bethany. Raising his hands, he blessed them, and while blessing them, took his leave, being carried up to heaven. And they were on their knees worshiping him. They returned to Jerusalem bursting with joy. They spent all their time in the temple praising God. Yes. Amen.
Amen. So yesterday I made a statement, and I just want to go back over it again. It said, my statement was, see, these people got blessed before they got to Jerusalem. They started worshiping God before they got back to Jerusalem. The Bible says that they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Man, after they realized the promise, they received the promise, boom, they headed to Jerusalem to tell the people.
Yes, amen.
And the Bible said they did it with great joy. Now, anything outside of what Christ did than what he was supposed to do. See, you remember he was supposed to be worshipped. Let me tell you what, Revelation 5 and 8, I'm going to pass the 5 and 8. I should go to 7 and 10. But go to Revelation 5 and 8, let's see, through the 14th verse. Yeah. See, that was an old priestly way of blessing the people, according to Exodus 17 and 12. And let me know when you find it, Pastor. And what Christ was doing was fulfilling the scripture. He blessed the people about the promise of God. And these people received the promise. These men received the promise. He said, now this is real. Thus it is behoove Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead on the third day. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. The first thing you have to do is repent. Repent from your religious way of doing things. Now, don't worry about the worldly, because see, you get inside the church, they're going to tell you repent to mean come up out of the world. That's what they're going to tell you. I already know. Been there, done that.
All right.
But repent from these religious stuff that we've been taught is a change from doing that. That's why Jesus told that woman at the well, said, now look here. Here what they do. Y'all serving the God, y'all don't know nothing about. The Jews, they worship for salvation. Mm-hmm. They know what they doing up there. But he said, wait a minute. The day is coming. Well, ain't none of that stuff going to matter. And brother and sister, I'm here to tell you that day is here now. The God looking for people to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Praise God. I have that, Pastor.
Okay.
So Revelation 5, 8 through 13 from the King James.
14.
And when he had taken, You said 5 through 14, Pastor?
Eight to 14. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Okay. From the King James. And when he had taken the book, four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worshipped to take, Thou art worthy to take the book, thank you, and to open the seals thereof, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And they exist because you created what you please. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Revelation 7 and 10 says, and crying with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sit upon the throne, and unto the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the Lamb. It's time that we worship Christ like we're supposed to.
Yes. Yeah.
And in truth.
Mm-hmm.
Brother and sister, if you can't get it right here, if you can't worship here, what makes you think you're going to go over there and worship? You got to have that here to want to worship in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
Worship requires that. Worship requires, I'll just tell y'all that tomorrow maybe, because I realize the time. But you want to have know Christ personally. You don't want all that distraction. I think about it now. I wonder how in the world people think they worshiping God in spirit and truth when you got all that distraction.
Have mercy.
Up walking around. And you see that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to separate yourself for true worship. Come on now.
Amen.
You're being distracted by everything. Then the music. Probably worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
And they messing up. Well, this one want to sing this one. This one want to sing that. No, we as an individual need to be worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah.
But you can't worship because hey, pastor, can you pass me that fan over there? And you're supposed to be worshiping God.
Yes.
Yeah, they're cracking. They're making jokes, man. They're talking about something that went on at the football game. Hey, do you know the score of the Steelers game? Man, I can't wait to get up out of here so I can go check it out. Atlanta playing the Browns. Woo, I can't wait. How's you worshiping God in spirit and in truth? You know what I'm saying?
Have mercy, Lord.
Okay, we're going to stop it right there. But people better stop playing with God. Better stop playing with him. For real. For
real. Amen.
He desired for us to worship him in spirit and in truth. God said, I'm going to make you come to me and worship the Lamb. See, it's time that we worship the Lamb. We got to see Christ as the Lamb. You got to see him as the Lamb that had been slain from the foundation of the world. When you think you're going to see him as the Lamb, when you're going to get to know him as your sacrifice, when you get over there, oh, that's right. That's to know him. That's what we've been taught. Time out for lies. Now, you need to know the Lamb now. Moses, them, they knew they sacrificed before, when it was on the altar. We need to know ours.
Amen. Say that.
Well, I'm gonna bring my little part to a close there. This is the time where anyone have any comments? on the lesson. It's where you, as you speak up, press one, we'll let you in. I just like no in the comments.
Amen. I just want to read that from the New Living Translation, Revelation 5, 8 through 10. And it reads, "And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song with these words: You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seal and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood was ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God. And they will reign on the earth. Then I looked again, and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and of the living beings and the elders. And they sang in a mighty chorus, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.' And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, they sang, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.' And the four living beings said, 'Amen.'
Amen.
And the 20 elders fell down and worshiped the Lamb." Amen. Praise God.
There's a lot in there to unpack. But listen, brothers and sisters, we ought to be rejoicing. We have the opportunity to worship the Lord now in his sanctuary. This business about going in the building, don't attach that to that, because that's not what he's talking about.
All right.
He's talking about spiritual. People who are worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah.
See, the enemy want to mess you up. Thank you. Oh, yeah, well, I'm part of that because I'm worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Wrong. Okay? That's not what's happening here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Not what's happening here. God had people who worshiping him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
These
Amen.
Are the people, and it's important that you understand that.
Yes, amen.
Worship ain't for everybody. Not true worship. Let me say that. But it's for believers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and read that scripture in John, you're going to see who it was for. Jesus said, "Woman, believe me. Believe." See, it was for believers.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me that the day is going to come when God is looking for true worshipers, believers. He said that's the only ones that don't believe the heavenly sanctuary is operating right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I thank God for Pastor Dollar. He repented for telling people he'd been teaching is wrong about the offering. He got up, told millions and millions of people that he was wrong for teaching people about tithes and offering. He finally admitted that tithes was of the Old Testament.
Mm. All right.
So maybe some of these people say, "Well, wait a minute. If he's wrong about that, let me check something else." Let me check something. And maybe they'll get to studying God for themselves.
All
maybe
right.
They'll get in the Word of God and rejoice for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beautiful thing. It's a glorious thing to know, hey, man, I'm on a road I ain't never been on, and it's right. Not because it feels right, but because of knowledge.
All right.
If you understand that before, that's all this is God's plan, and part of his plan at first was to let them sacrifice an animal, because all this was going to be a type of what was going to happen when Christ came. And he came, and he resurrected. And then he asked us to join that resurrection. So Revelation said these people were singing together. People on earth that was living beings.
All right. Yeah.
The world ain't came to an end. Everybody went to him. No, they were living beings. And they was on earth. They was under the earth. They was in heaven. That's what it said. Get mad at the word. Don't get mad at me now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God said it. God said it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, tomorrow is, we may have to cancel testimony. Unless you come with a real quick one tomorrow. Other than that, I'm rolling with this lesson. I'm rolling with the lesson.
All right.
So you be thankful, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the...